at the end of each marking period, they should sit down with their staff individually and go through each child's IEP and see if the child is making progress on his or her goals. Now, this may sound like a lot of work, but it really isn't, and it's not make work. Teachers have to report to parents the child's progress on IEP goals and objectives at the same frequency that non-disabled kids get reports. So their teachers are already reporting on whether the child is making progress on his or her goals to the parents. The principal should sit down and meet with the teacher and go through every child on the teacher's caseload and go through every single IEP. Now, this may seem really time intensive. It's not. I sat down with a principal where we did this. We went through 25 kids in 22 minutes. Where we asked, is the first child meeting his goal on this? Is he making progress on this? Is he making progress on this one? Is he making progress on this one? Talked about anything else we need to know? Nothing really need to know. Moved on to the next kid. We went through this and we found a few kids who were not making progress. So we scheduled meetings for them a week or two later where we could then sit down more with more team members and make some decisions. This is really good for principals to understand what's going on with the students because first they learn how all the responsibilities a special education teacher has. They learn the individual needs of these individual students. And then they also can then make changes based on the data that the teachers have about the child, and the child doesn't go too far without having service changes if they're not making progress. It's really easy, simple, and there's no prep really for the teachers, and the meetings do not have to last long, but you can cover a lot of kids in a short amount of time. And if the kid's not making progress, make changes. That's what we need to do for these kids instead of just letting them flounder when progress is not being made.